Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. Make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. It's the best network there is. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. We are going to be talking about the sugar season. That's what we're in. We got some more information on how the sugar affects the cold and flu season. Also, we're going to be talking about maybe some dry eye problems and what doctors won't do. We got some stuff to talk about and a crack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I pray for all of America, and I pray for righteous leadership. God's hand be on this country. So I brought my devotional today. And today's little snippet comes from Hebrews 13, Ecclesiastes 1, and Proverbs 3. And it goes like this. Rest in me, my child, forgetting about the worries of the world. Focus on me, Emmanuel, and let my living presence envelop you in peace. tune into my eternal security, for I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. Living in collaboration with me is the way you instill meaning into your day. Begin each day alone with me so that you can experience the reality of my presence. And as you spend time with me, the way before you opens up step by step. Arise from the stillness of our communion and gradually begin your journey through your day. Hold my hand in deliberate dependence on me, and I will smooth out the path before you. Well, amen to that, right? Amen to that. So look to the Lord for all your needs, because we're not dependent on money and governments, you know, and ourselves. We're dependent on the Lord, all of our creation. He owns everything anyway. So just think of yourself, the house you live in, that's not yours. You're the keeper of the house, but it's really God's house. He owns everything. So just be a good keeper of it and thank him for it. And seek the Lord's face, mind the time, because that is the way. And let's do the quack report. All right, first up in the quacker. Let's see. This is a report from the journal. Came out of the Journal of the American Medical Association. They say over a quarter of medical students are depressed and even suicidal. Long hours of studying and residency work is tough. In fact, this study uncovered an alarming statistic. Around a quarter of the students in med school are very depressed. Clinical depression. One in 10 reported being suicidal at some point during their education. Ugh. In fact, researchers found depression is really just an open secret within the profession, according to Dr. Douglas Mata. So in the end, the team on this research panel determined that medical school depression was universal around the world, which is kind of, you know, underscoring how serious that is. I mean, you could be treated. You could be treated by a clinically depressed doctor. And highest profession for drinking, you know, substance abuse, depression, of course, suicide. So think about that next time you got to see somebody. All right, moving along on the quack report, 21st Century Cures Act. The 111th Congress, U.S. Congress, came together to pass in the House resolution, H.R. 34. It's called the 21st Century Cures Act, which pledges a ton of our money to a broad range of disease research, public health programs, drug maker incentives, deregulation, et cetera. So according to one quote, it within the bill, it says the 21st Century Cures Act has been 2 years in the making. It's one of the most heavily lobbied pieces of legislation in recent history. It pays for cancer research. It pays to fight the epidemic of opioid abuse, funds mental health treatment, helps the Food and Drug Administration speed up drug approvals, and pushes better use for technology within medicine. And so the LA Times, they didn't mince words. They said this huge handout to the drug industry is disguised as pro-research. I agree. NBC News calls it one of the most heavily lobbied pieces of legislation in recent history. PBS declared it is a big win for the drug companies, the medical device manufacturers, and the National Institutes of Health. So this bill, like all government legislation, will take your taxpayer money, give it away to the industries, and also govern government agencies, creating more rules and regulations for us ordinary folk. That's why I want to empower you. Get out of that system. Okay, last but not least in the quack report, Democrats are saying they're open to replacing Obamacare. Uh-huh. When was the last time you trusted anything a politician said? Well, they said Senate Democrats, they say, will never vote to repeal Obamacare. But if that's done anyway, they said that they'll work to help Republicans replace it with something similar. Of course. So it makes sense, they think, a lot of Democrats who would be for, you know, fixing the things that don't work in Obamacare, but, you know, repealing it's not their thing. If they want to change around things on the edges, fix a little thing here or there that's not working, they're all for it, and they want to get everybody covered. Aha. Well, good luck with that. I keep praying. Hope you do, too. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to talk about this Sugarholic season that we're in because, you know, I've gotten some feedback from my newsletter readers and, of course, my radio show listeners when I was reporting that sugar is one of the is at the core of our cold and flu season. So a lot of people do not associate the holiday sweets with all the uptick in illness in the fall and winter months. And I know people who have identified a link between eating out and getting sick, and then they don't eat out as much. So if we're sensitive to what we're putting into our bodies, we can identify the culprits that put us at a higher risk of getting sick. So we're going to get a clear understanding of how sugar-laden foods can put us at risk of cold and flu infections, especially now at this time of year, the holiday season. Okay, so why do we like sugar other than, you know, it tastes sweet? You know, aside from that, what is it about sugar that prompts us to eat it and more of it? Well, the food industry, especially the snack food industry, has learned that consumers will eat more of their product if they add sugar to it, especially that high fructose corn syrup. So we also tend to eat more sugar under certain circumstances, like when we're stressed out or we're bored, if we're experiencing anxiety or loneliness, pain, also addiction either from food or if we're recovering from some sort of substance abuse. All right, so if we are aware of our sweet tooth triggers, we can eliminate a lot of the sugar we are consuming. So we may not realize that the foods that we're eating with sugar can add 66 to 150 pounds of annual sugar consumption. Yeah, that's a lot. So if we are not reading our product labels, we can easily eat about 20 teaspoons, that's almost 3 ounces of sugar per day. So according to the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, that's enough to suppress the immune system for several hours. Also, according to sugarscience.com, they said one soda exceeds the daily sugar limit for adults. One soda. So when we are in physical or emotional pain, we gravitate to the foods with more sugar. So the sugar influences a pain-killing endorphin that mimics a morphine chemical reaction. So you're going to get the same response, though, if you eat something hot and spicy or if you do aerobic exercise. So here's a quote from Loma Linda University. They did a study in 73 on sugar, and they said this: eating 100 grams, that's 3.5 ounces of sugar, or having about 4 drinks with sugar, whether that's iced tea, a soda, or even an alcoholic beverage that converts to sugar, they said that suppresses immune system and the white blood killer T cells by a minimum of 40%. So this cripples the immune system for 5 to 8 hours, end of quote. A candy bar do the same, you know. All right, let's look at this bathtub of sugar we seem to be swimming in, because there was a report released November 2016 by the Cancer Research of the UK, and they stated that preteens and teenagers ages 11 to 18 consume too much sugar. So they reported that they're getting 3 times the limit of sugar through their soft drinks. So the National Diet and Nutritional Survey of the UK reported that children 4 to 10 years of age consume the equivalent of half a bathtub full of sugary beverages annually. You get that visual in your head? Half a bathtub. 4-year-olds. My goodness. So they're eating their weight in sugar? Now, the cancer research of the UK found that people who consume a lot of processed sugar in foods and beverages are at a higher risk of cancer and other diseases. So, of course, governments are looking at the sugar craze as a way to leverage a tax on sugar-saturated products like your soft drinks. And health experts have estimated that sugar consumption creates an addiction, and therefore they think consumers, well, they're addicted, so they'll just pay the tax. Well, let's look at the resistance factor. According to sugarscience.com, when we eat too much sugar, it will affect the pancreas, of course, which, you know, releases the insulin. And if the insulin levels get too high in the blood, we store more fat. And, of course, you know, that affects the leptin hormone. Now, this leptin hormone is important because it's involved in regulating our appetite. So eating too much sugar means you are at a high risk of overeating. So if you are consuming a high fructose corn syrup diet, you know, foods with a lot of that stuff in it, you're going to create what's called a leptin resistance, which in which the brain no longer reacts to the appetite regulation to stop eating, putting you at risk of obesity. So that mechanism is totally undermined if you're eating a lot of sugar or a lot of fructose, high fructose corn syrup. Wow. All right, let's look at the impact sugar is having. Aside from giving your system a temporary lift and suppressing the immune system, what else could be happening? Well, sugar sabotages the body's ability to use vitamin C. And what does everybody go to the store and throw in their cart? Is that bunch of those vitamin C supplements off the shelf this time of year because they want to stay, they don't want to get a cold during the holidays. So you're having sugar, and it's just going to, you know, negate your vitamin C there. So the immune system uses vitamin C, and sugar blocks the white blood cells from using it. So in the 1970s, remember, it was reported how important vitamin C was in helping the immune system to reduce the likelihood of getting colds. What we weren't told is that sugar can mimic the structure of vitamin C to fool the immune system and suppress it. Ha. So think of sugar as attempting to outmuscle the vitamin C in connecting with your immune system. All right, now let's get some sugar content. Because when we eat refined processed sugar, it's really stripped down. It's a stripped down product. All the nutrients all that you find in raw sugarcane or beets is removed. So the body must supply the missing minerals or other nutrients for the body to metabolize sugar. So therefore, sugar, processed sugar, is a devitalizing element to your body. Okay, it's using up your nutritional stores. So natural sugar that you find in foods like carrots, grapes, apples, oranges, that's full of nutrition, water, and fiber with the natural sugars. Now, processed sugar is really harsh on the body, and the system attempts to flush it out as quickly as possible. That's why, you know, it gets the kidneys going. But processed sugars like smoking tobacco actually speed up the aging process of your body. Mm. Well, and then I've been asked by customers and radio show listeners, what's the difference between honey and sugar? Well, honey is sweet, but it contains nutrients providing health benefits. So when we compare sugar and honey, we find that sugar is processed from sugarcane or beets. Honey comes from bees, and honey tastes sweeter, so you can use less of it. So it's sweeter than sugar, and people that use honey use less of it as a sweetener, and then they can reduce their calories that way. For instance, a teaspoon of honey is 22 calories compared to sugar, one teaspoon, 16 calories, but you use less honey for the same sweetening that you would use sugar. Also, we're going to look at the comparison of benefits. Honey is fructose and glucose, where sugar is sucrose. The glycemic index for honey is 58, and for sugar it's 60. Let's see. The sugars that you find in honey is about 82%, where it's 99% in refined sugar. They both have no fat, but protein. Honey has protein. It has calcium. It has iron. It has fiber. It has vitamin C. It has sodium. And sugar doesn't have that. Now, both of them have carbohydrates, 82 grams for your honey and 100 grams for your sugar. They both have a little bit of vitamin B2, your riboflavin. 3% for your honey, 1% for your sugar. But honey also has potassium, niacin, pantothenic acid, which is your vitamin B5, your vitamin B6, as well as your vitamin B3, and folate, magnesium, phosphorus, and zinc. But your sugar has none of that. So you're getting more nutrition, and it's not going to sabotage your immune system when you use your honey. Now, here's a quote from Peter Singer, professor of bioethics at Princeton University, author of the book Sugar Rush. He says this: "We are genetically programmed to like sweet things, and when people become more affluent, they consume more sugar." End of quote. Ooh. Well, let's look at some of the immune-boosting foods, shall we? Because we're going to have to compensate somehow. You know, we're going to have all this sugar around the holidays, and we want to stay healthy and well. So try to limit the sugar, but we're going to have to compensate a little bit so we just, you know, lower our risk of getting sick. So our natural foods, like your fruits and vegetables, will boost immune system function because they will contain the nutrients to support your immune system. So the beta carotene in your oranges and your yellow pigment foods will also have more vitamin C and A. So these nutrients support immune system defenses, especially with regard to your pulmonary system and your glandular system, two huge areas that usually are under attack by flu bugs. Now, the dark green chlorophyll-rich vegetables will also have some beta-carotene and also vitamin E, and those nutrients are used to defend you against rhinoviruses, or those head colds and stuff. Now, instead of, you know, getting the flu vaccine, why not just eat some broccoli, right? Now, you'll obtain more whole food vitamin C in your red berries, your tomatoes, and also pink grapefruit. And I know a lot of people say, well, it just tastes so good, sugar. Yeah, those taste buds. You know, when we make dietary changes and replace those empty calorie foods with some whole foods, it can take a few weeks for your taste buds to notice an improvement. So if you've heard from grandparents that told you, hey, you can get used to anything, well, you know what? They are right. They are right. So switching from sugary breakfast foods to naturally sweet fruit will take a few weeks, you know, for your body to adjust and prefer the fruit. So breaking a food habit or an addiction can take a little time. So have patience there. Another benefit of eating whole foods is it will boost immune system, provide more nutrition, and thereby satisfy the body to reduce cravings and overeating, because there is more nutrition in whole foods and your body is satisfied on less volume of food. And so your obesity risk goes down, and you can manage your weight better. And we want to stay strong through the holidays with some immune system herbs. So some immune-boosting herbs can go a long way to help, you know, on a regular basis even, if we want to use them as a prevention. And we want to, you know, especially if we start developing those symptoms of getting sick. For instance, echinacea root. You want to use your echinacea root only when you're sick. You don't want to use it every day like a multivitamin. Echinacea is really packed full of nutritional elements, including your vitamin C and zinc. So you'll want you to find products with fresh echinacea root on the label. It'll be the most potent and most powerful version, okay? So echinacea does an excellent job of helping the immune system make antibodies to fight infection, but if you use it too often when you're not sick, then it's not going to stimulate your immune system as well to reduce your duration of illness when you are sick. So kind of save that for when you're starting to feel under the weather. Now, on the other hand, astragalus root in your garlic, you can use a lot of that as prevention if you like. Astragalus root is an herb that you can use more often. It doesn't overstimulate immune system. It heightens it a bit. And garlic is another herb that you can use, very broad spectrum. It's antibacterial, viral, fungal, and yeast. And in many cases, you can combine immune system herbs for a synergistic effect to magnify their power. For instance, I'll combine immune-boosting herbs with circulatory herbs, so it promotes faster delivery and distribution into the system and shorten that duration of illness. So you can also add herbs that, you know, aid in the filtering out of the pathogens quickly to get rid of those residues. So there are broad spectrum herbs and herbs that are more significantly targeted to areas, let's say the sinuses or for the chest cavity for pneumonia. So there are some herbs for that. You should know the difference. You should get to know the difference so you know what tool to use. My kids now are young adults, and they already know what to go for in the cabinet when they feel under the weather. They know the difference between a bacterial and a viral infection, how they feel. And you can too, okay? It's not hard. All right, so want to use your immune-boosting herbs? Learning how to use the herbs for a healthier immune system to stay strong this winter, not hard. It's really the easiest and most affordable thing that you could do for yourself. So you're going to reduce your risk of becoming sick, missing school or work, having medical expenses, and, of course, taking drugs. So the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they actually specialize in immune boosting and organ cleansing organic herbal products. So for 16 years, that's what they've been doing. They've been supplying people with the right tools and the information that they need to empower themselves. And so healthy immune systems empowered with super nutrition that's in the medicinal herbs can overcome the cold and flu virus in 2 or 3 days. Not a big deal. So call Apothecary Herbs to order their catalog or their immune boosting formulas. And you can call them toll free at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. International 704-885-0277. And of course, the website to go check out is thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs. You know, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs, one of the topest quality product lines in America. And you don't have to take my word for it. You can take some of the endorsements you're going to see on the website or in the catalog from a lot of people who have found out what the difference is when you get a quality product going. So look for their organic whole food immune system formulas, like their 3 Amigo Pack, the Adult Echinacea's, Astragalus Root, the All-in-One Tonic, the Chlorophyll Rich Body Food Mix, just to name a few. Or, hey, check out their Dr. Mom approved formulas for kids. They're up there, too, on the website in the catalog, as well as their money-saving coupons to help you get better and save money. So check that out, thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Hey, if you're on the website, sign up for the newsletters. I am getting some really great feedback lately on the newsletters. People are enjoying the empowering information they get each and every week in their email, because this is an email-delivered newsletter, and it's absolutely free. There's no subscription fee. So you go to thepowerherbs.com, click on a newsletter, Books and Newsletters, and you can sign up for free there. And the American Survival goes out on Tuesdays, and the Health Quest goes out on Friday. So if you want a Health Quest newsletter tomorrow, sign up now at thepowerherbs.com, and you will be added to the list. And, you know, you can unsubscribe at any time, and none of your information is shared. So it's all private and informative, empowering, and free. Oh, the best kind of free empowering information is there, thepowerherbs.com. That's right. All right. Well, I know we're going to be shifting gears. We're going to be talking about what doctors don't do. And hopefully we can fit in a little information on dry eye. Do you have dry eye, especially this time of year when it's so dry outside? Sometimes in the winter it gets so dry. Well, we're going to talk about that. But I can see by the clock I'm going to have to take a break. We'll be right back.
stepping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thethepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, herb medicine options, coming up next.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today, or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
All right, has everyone been to the bathroom tonight?
Uh-huh.
And why are you all jiggling? All right, the people are going to come in 5 minutes. I want you to go right out and bring them very courteously to their seats, lock them to their seats, and then go directly back out and get the next batch. I don't want you stopping to go fix your makeup, to go make phone calls, to buy raisinettes. Do you know how that works?
Stole my brand new Chevrolet and the red.
Frank coming through with some bouncy music once again. Thank you, Frank. All right, we're going to talk about what doctors won't do. Some people have, you know, kind of a image or idol of a doctor in their head. I worked with them, so I may burst your bubble. People sometimes wonder what doctors will do for themselves, but not for their patients. Some physicians will be honest that what they have to recommend for patients, they would themselves avoid like the plague. They'll say it like that. They'll say, well, you know, I have to prescribe it for you, but I personally never do that. But everyone knows that a majority of doctors don't have sufficient training using a lot of nutrition as a treatment to reverse disease. Now, some doctors are speaking out against their profession and exposing the myths and the con in treating some conditions with drugs or therapies like chemo. So let's take a look at some of the major health conditions that, you know, what doctors might do differently if it were their skin involved. Some of the major myths are folks need to remember medicine is just like any other business. It's driven by profits. And I know we like to think as the profession is compassionate and caring and they won't do any harm. But sadly, for the most part, it's not. So cardiologists and the author, Dr. Stephen Sinatra, I know no relation to Frank, he informs people that cholesterol and heart disease is practically all made up just to sell cholesterol drugs. He points out that heart doctors would rather write you a prescription for a drug than to address your real cause of your heart problem, which is, you know, your lifestyle. And doctors will say patients don't want to change their lifestyle, so why should I make the effort? Now, for the most part, doctors feel that their patients are opposed to change. Yeah, making a significant, important lifestyle change, kind of a hard way to go to improve health. So I'll just write you the prescription and you pop this pill every day and, you know, we'll see you later. Now, doctors complain that their patients are just not motivated to help themselves and would rather risk the side effects of drugs and surgery than to change their lifestyle. There are also the physicians who believe that, you know, the drugs, they believe in the drugs they prescribe, even though it's not addressing the whole system and the cause and balance in the body. Doctors will say a majority of patients will visit them and just say something like, run your test, tell me what I'm dying from, and then write me a prescription. Well, not anymore, doctor. I think a lot of people are wising up, getting savvy. They're understanding that drugs for life is not the way to go. They understand there's secondary diseases called side effects when they take these drugs, and they just don't feel good on these drugs. And so they're looking for something else. Other factors. Now, the human body operates on a combination of chemical, hormonal, and mineral functions, and there are numerous stimuli that can get these functions off track, like chemical toxicity, injury, emotional trauma, and depression. So these factors in themselves can bring about heart disease. And Dr. Sinatra is one cardiologist that will admit that lowering cholesterol with drugs to address heart problems is limited because it has limited benefit because the cholesterol is a major factor in heart disease, but your brain uses cholesterol. Cholesterol is in every cell all over the body. So when you do anti-cholesterol drugs, guess what? Everything else is going to have an impact. So addressing the body as a whole offers heart patients a better chance at reversing disease and avoiding adverse events like side effects from drugs, heart attacks, and even death. Well, let's look at the list. Now, there are certain medical treatments doctors will refuse for themselves, such as taking sleeping drugs, statin drugs, and hospital orders to resuscitate them if they code. Okay, they don't want to be resuscitated. According to Dr. Malcolm Kendrick, author of The Great Cholesterol Con, he says that statin drugs will do more harm than good. He is another physician who states that the drug won't prevent heart disease because the cholesterol is a minor player in the condition. It's not the reason for the heart problem. So this would explain why Europeans who have higher cholesterol levels and who consume more omega-3 fatty acids live longer without heart disease. So in comparison, the statin drugs offers burdensome side effects like muscle and joint pain, muscle weakness, hair loss, depression, and impotence. Well, let's look at some of the sleep aids. So when it comes to sleep aids, few seem to realize that instead of promoting the natural sleep cycle, well, the drug works more like an anesthetic to knock you out. Now, according to Dr. Guy Meadows of the Sleep School, long-term use of sleep aids will corrupt the body's ability to naturally go to sleep. An example is, Michael Jackson's an example, right? The side effects of sleep aids are evident with, the grogginess after you awake, memory loss and confusion, and these drugs actually have a rebound effect on the user, and then they experience insomnia worse than when they started out. Yeah, always ask your doctor about that. Also, doctors know this, so they don't take sleep drugs. They won't even go there. They don't want to subject their body to that risk. Mm-hmm. But they'll prescribe it for their patients. What about pain drugs? Well, most folks know that getting hooked on pain meds can be difficult to get off them. So what do chronic pain patients do? Many take non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen every day, putting, their internal organs basically at risk. According to integrated health physician Wendy Denning, she says pain meds can put you at risk of developing high blood pressure, stomach ulcers, irritable bowel syndrome, dizziness, and organ failure. So she reports that some pain drugs, such as ibuprofen, Voltaren, can increase your risk of heart attack by 11 to 23%. She recommends to her patients to switch their diets to more fresh foods, lowering their inflammation, also using Epsom salts, fish oil, and other natural supplements. And what about CPR? If you haven't been to the hospital lately and someone goes into a code and they have to resuscitate them, well, as I mentioned, some physicians, they don't want to be resuscitated if it's them. They will wear wristbands, medallions, and even have tattoos on them that instruct healthcare staff to not resuscitate them. Dr. Tricia McNair, who specializes in elderly care, says that she would not want cardiopulmonary resuscitation or CPR performed on her if she fell ill or was in a devastating trauma, accident, or whatever. So most doctors do not want invasive treatments for themselves, even though they perform them on their patients. Well, it's because they perform them on their patients. They know what goes on, and they don't want to go there. Should tell you a lot. Patients need to be clear when they're being admitted for care, what they want and what they don't want in their care plan. According to Dr. McNair, she says, as we get older, CPR may do more harm than good. Often a CPR procedure can crack ribs if we're frail and elderly. They may not even recover after the CPR. And she calls it a CPR assault. So the statistics show that 2% of patients over 80 years of age survive and recover after being resuscitated and then regain their independent functions. Only 2%. And I knew somebody a couple years ago who had a heart attack. They called 911. They resuscitated him. CPR took him to the hospital. He did regain consciousness, and he complained of feeling like someone had beat him up. He was all bruised and achy, and so that's why it's called a CPR assault. Okay, so let's look at prescribing drugs, sometimes unnecessary stuff. Some doctors admit that too many drugs are prescribed that are unnecessary. So whenever there are unnecessary treatments, you know that big business comes first before your health. According to retired physician Dr. Robert Lefevre, in the absence of a serious illness, he would avoid a host of drugs, including antibiotics, tranquilizers, sleeping pills, because he says these tend to be prescribed unnecessarily. And as the superbug issue looms, isn't that true? Well, let's look at nutrition. So our conventional food supply, you know, it's not containing enough nutrition. So we're having to go to organic. And this is why many people have, you know, when they compare the foods from several years or even 100 years ago, we're 50% down in our nutrition compared to that. So a nutrition expert, Dr. Sarah Brewer, states that we are not getting enough of our essential nutrients in our foods, and therefore supplements are here to stay. She says our foods seem to lack essential nutrients like vitamin A and D, calcium, magnesium, zinc, copper, and iodine. So I recommend that if you're going to use supplements, make sure they're whole food. They're not made from a pharmaceutical company like your One a Day. Some of those Sundown, whatever they are out there. The wannabe vitamins is what I call them, because they're just not good. They're just not. They're isolated synthetic replicas. And they're not absorbed by the body. There's missing nutritional elements when you do that. So those vitamins are really drugs. Think of it that way. All right, so what do doctors say about drugs that are prescribed to treat, let's say, depression? Well, over 18 million Americans, or 1 in 10, are diagnosed with clinical depression, including doctors, as we learned in the Quack Report. And they put on antidepressants. Dr. Massimo Sadkachi, director of Harley Street Psychology, states he'd never take an antidepressant because it's very addictive. Such drugs have significant side effects. According to him, he says antidepressants can numb your emotions. Yeah, it's like giving you a consciousness lobotomy. It's like you don't care, right? So it numbs your emotions. Some drugs are so powerful they can sear your consciousness and make you apathetic. Right. And the patients taking antidepressants can have the inability to really connect with their emotions, like empathy or sympathy. Now, I've seen people on these drugs. They kind of walk around like robots, and patients admit that they can get through their day, but they don't feel like they were in control. You know, they didn't experience their day. They just got through their day. And their brain is really on autopilot. And, you know, I call that a moral lobotomy. It's like, you know, if your empathy and your sympathy's not there and you're apathetic, yeah, I'm looking at that as a, you know, emotional, ethical, moral lobotomy. And it's a chemical lobotomy. And the consciousness is no longer in contact, I would say, with the creator at that point. It's blocking that signal. So coming off these drugs, these kinds of drugs, he also says is a nightmare. Patients are put on drugs rather than addressing why they're depressed to begin with. Yeah, if you cared enough about what made you depressed, then you're going to care enough to deal with it, not, you know, put it to sleep or brush it under the rug. I'll deal with it later. That's never going to work. Now, patients who treat their depression with antidepressants, they tend to wind up with more severe depression again than they started, the rebound effect. Let's look at some research. It's really imperative for everyone to do their own investigation into their medical treatments that they're recommended to take. And that includes even your vaccines. So there are more physicians coming forward and admit that they don't vaccinate their own family members. So the Affordable Care Act has spurred on insurance co-pays going up and so forth upon hospital admissions. Of course, all the hospital employees need to be vaccinated with flu shots. So probably, you know, just outside of trauma, modern medicine, scary. It's scary even in trauma, but I mean, it's, you know, just if you had to go to the hospital, don't stay there long. Get out of there as soon as you can. I worked at a hospital. I worked for neurosurgeons. I worked for neurologists, anesthesiologists. And I want to tell you, you're impressed with all the technology and the science, but let me say, you probably could do better in your own prevention care if you just sat down, thought about it, and got proactive. Now, I've often said that with some simple and proactive steps, we can avoid a lot of illness, you know, like removing the toxins that can invite disease. And you can do that with some organic herbal cleanses. Not that hard. So you're going to nourish the system with good nutrition. You're going to remove the toxicity. So you're going to cleanse and nourish. And then you're going to boost your immune system function. And just those simple steps right there, right, by, you know, adjusting and controlling that lifestyle. Don't eat a lot of sugar. And, you know, quit smoking. Don't drink so much. I mean, you got a lot of power at helping yourself stay out of the doctor's office, stay out of the hospital, living a long life, you know, and still having your ability to ambulate, think, live independently, you know. So, I mean, I grew up with people in their 80s and older riding bikes, you know, having conversations, and they were still sharp as tacks. This was in the, you know, 60s. What happened? Yeah? Well, a lot of things. And, you know, listening to a bunch of garbage from scientific communities and buying into the things that have gotten us into so much trouble now, like the antibiotics and so forth. And, you know, all these cholesterol drugs and all, you know, same thing. Do your homework. A really good book to buy is Shane Ellison's Over-the-Counter Natural Cures. It's really good. I mean, it's, you know, it's probably as good as my book, The Power of Herbs. But he talks about, from a scientific perspective that you can understand, what these prescription drugs do to you metabolically. You know, what it's destroying, actually, and what you can expect down the road after you've been on them a while. Not good. He says it's not good. He's a chemist. He used to work for the pharmaceutical companies, and he got out of there. And now he teaches people how to help themselves with nutrition. So kudos to Shane. And so pick up his book. I think you'll be amazed what you learn about maybe some of the prescriptions you're on. PDR, which is a physician's desk reference, you can pick up one of those. And this is a listing of all the side effects and regulations not to use on a lot of drugs that doctors prescribe. And you'd be amazed how many doctors will prescribe drugs and not check the counter regs on it, whether you can use it with this drug or that drug. They don't check. So you can be on, you know, 2 or 3, 4 or 5, 6 medications, and they're not interacting well. And most people these days, 50 or older, are at least on 1 to 2 medicines. Most of them are, which is outrageous, really outrageous. So empower yourself. There's plant-based calcium that will strengthen bones, heal bones correctly. And you need bones, healthy bones for your blood manufacturing. So you don't have leukemia, you don't have edema, you don't have things like that. And you don't have, you know, blood infections. So animal calcium doesn't do that. So you got to learn these things. And that's why we're here, to help you out. ThePowerHerbs.com has a different categories. You can go to the heart section. You go to the anxiety, depression section. You go to the organ cleansing, the immune boosting section. We got sections. It narrows it down and helps you figure out what you need. If you don't know, send an email or pick up the phone and call 866-229-3663. Call Apothecary Herbs and at least get a catalog. Catalog is really cool, too. Very educational. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web address, or 866-229-3663. And you'll be glad you did, because who doesn't want to be empowered, right? All right. Well, you know, savvy consumers want to know, what can I do for dry eye? Well, we've talked about dry eye before. And sometimes people can, you know, get dry eye, especially in the cold and flu season when, you know, the temperatures are different, colder and drier. Some people have it year round. So some of the symptoms of dry eye is when the eye may feel heavy and tired. Some people say, I feel like I got sand in my eye. There's this scratchy, gritty feeling. Sometimes the eyes itch or sting or have pain or redness. Some people complain of a pulling sensation within inside the eye, and they're also sensitive to light and also eye pressure. But oddly enough, dry eye problems can, what it is you're not producing enough fluids to when you blink to coat the eye, and you can get floaters. They can become more pronounced. You could get blurrier vision. Now, if the symptoms become worse, you do want to definitely check that out with your optometrist or ophthalmologist. Some people say, lower humidity, wind, rainy days, or just being in the shower can make the dry eye worse. About 76% of people with dry eye say the condition becomes more severe over time because they're just doing the wetting drops, the eye drops. And if you're going to use the eye drops, definitely check out what's in them. There's one product by Bausch & Lomb called Soothe that doesn't have a bunch of preservatives in it. So you might want to look at that if you got to have some wetting drops. But if you want to check out an herbal alternative, you'll look at the herbal eye wash, which is at thepowerherbs.com. It has been quite successful at helping with the dry eye issue. We have some endorsements, I think, on that up there on the website as well as in the catalog. So check that out. And it's a liquid. It's a concentrate. So you just take a dose and you put it in some distilled water to rinse your eyes. And it's a very effective formula for dry eye if you want to check that out at thepowerherbs.com. Also, if you've had like LASIK eye surgery, you're more prone to dry eye. So if you've had any of those surgeries, that is what it is. Yes, my engineer says, does that formula have cayenne? It has a smidgen of cayenne, but you're putting one drop in an ounce of distilled water to rinse the eye with, so it's very diluted. But it's there to help the circulation to the eye because the capillaries that carry blood flow to the eye are really, well, they're only the diameter of a human hair, so they're small. So we're improving the circulation because blood brings healing and balance to the eye. And a lot of people don't even know it's in there, especially if they chill the distilled water. So you can do that and check that out. So it's just one drop. It's very diluted, but it's very effective. And the distilled water is an empty water, no minerals, so it carries the medicinal properties of the formula better. So check out the formula called Herbal Eye Wash. I had more on this topic, but I can see by the clock I am way out of time. So I'll have to save it for another day. But you can check out the product, Herbal Eye Wash, thepowerherbs.com. You can even get an eyewash cup there. So if you don't have one of those, powerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. The weekend's almost here, so I hope you have a healthy, happy one. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well. Bye.